This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. A world premiere happening at Playhouse in the Park. Right now on stage, Anna Ziegler's A Delicate Ship. And joining me in the studio is the playwright to talk about this exciting story of three lost souls, I guess you could say, who meet up on a Christmas Eve and, well, their lives are changed forever after. Anna Ziegler, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thanks for having me.
That was a poor synopsis of the play, so please, in your words, can you tell us about the story of A Delicate Ship?
I think you did a very good job. It is about three 30-somethings. A woman and her fairly new boyfriend are spending a happy Christmas Eve together, and in walks this woman, Sarah is her name, her best friend, Nate. And as you say, as events unfold, it becomes quite an important night in the lives of all three of them.
And it's not a love triangle as such. Well, I mean, it is a love triangle, but it's really, as I read the play, it's a look at our life and the way our life is. And is that why you said it in these 30-somethings? The characters are in the 30-something, where you're kind of reaching that stage where you're old enough to know better.
Yes.
But young enough not to care, I think is the old saying.
I mean, aside from the fact that I am also 30-something and my plays tend to mirror a little bit where I am in my own life, I do think that it's certainly a place, an age where you're sort of on the cusp and unless maybe every age is like that, let's be honest. But I think that these people are dealing with growing up in a very intense way. None of them is married. They don't have families. They're in New York City, and they are, I think, all of them on the at that point where they're trying to figure out what's next. After your 20s, it gets a little more intense, the pressure to figure that out.
A lot of talk of parents in A Delicate Ship. I was noticing a lot of conversation about parents, admiring parents, losing parents. Is this in any way reflected in a reflection of your life as you are dealing with your parents and being that 30-something growing up?
Well, you know, it's funny. The director, Michael Haney, said that this is a rare play in that it's about people who love their parents. And it's not, you know, it's not about dysfunction between children and parents. And I don't think it was not what I set out to do, but it did feel like an important element of this play that these people have parents that they did admire, and that makes it both easier and harder to move forward. You know, you are comparing yourself to a very good model. You know, it poses its own difficulties, I guess. And yes, I guess in some senses a reflection of my own life, in that I do have a very close and loving relationship with my parents. So I'll say that for them in case they're listening.
It's interesting how you have the characters narrate the action. I love how the voices bop back and forth, how they're in time and they're out of time. Where did the spark for this style come from?
I've always really been drawn to that kind of style. I started writing as a poet, and I've really left that behind almost entirely. I went to grad school for poetry, and I really thought that was going to be my sort of vocation. And I have really switched courses dramatically, and so I guess I think that that's the poet side of me that comes out a little bit. I don't think I've totally left it behind. This ability that a poem has to weave together, it doesn't abide by any laws of time or story. And while I hope the play abides by enough rules that it, you know, is clear and makes sense and is a story that people can follow, I do like the idea of mirroring real life a little bit more. I think that that's something that a play can do that not that many art forms can, that, you know, we can be in many places at once, many times in our minds, I guess, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So they can look forward, they can look past, we can hear from them at all different moments.
So what was the spark for A Delicate Ship? What was it that, brought you to write this? Because, well, you mentioned poetry, and there's an album poem that is part of, and a painting, if you want to tie all that together. So what was the spark?
Certainly that the poem that you mention, Musée des Beaux-Arts, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah,
my French is not good, but it's a beautiful, beautiful poem about what happens when you're not looking. I mean, there's a beautiful line in the poem, the way the world moves on, what's the line? Leisurely after a disaster. And I think it speaks to the way we can both have our eyes closed while something is happening and also the necessity to move on in our lives even after something tragic has happened. And I don't think the poem was the spark for the play. I think as I was thinking about the play, the poem came to me. It was always going to be, I wanted to write a very simple play in some ways. I'd written a lot of plays that were based on historical fact, characters that were kind of sprawling, and this one is a three-person play. It takes place in one evening, sort of, and it's dealing with people, characters who I really relate to. So in some ways, that was my goal to write a play in a different way that would tap into a different side of me. But no, I think I wanted to write about, as you say, parents, about friendship. I mean, depression is certainly a theme in the play. And that kind of, without giving too much away, I mean, Nate's personality, he's a very charismatic and very troubled soul. And that kind of personality really intrigued me, and I wanted to explore it.
And the character of Nate was very interesting. I think at one point, I think it's Nate who says, "We're almost conscious of our unhappiness on those days when we're supposed to be happy." Mm-hmm. Where did that line come from? That really leapt out of the script at me, because this is on Christmas Eve,
right?
You know, for the most part. And when I read that, I just went, "How true that is!"
Right, right. I mean, I always have felt like on New Year's Eve, you know, or particularly the sort of party holidays, you always feel like it's never good enough.
Right.
There's nothing you can do that matches what our culture says New Year's Eve should be. So I guess it was riffing on that idea.
I kind of gave up on having fun on New Year's
Eve. Yeah, no, you just have to give up. Stay home.
That's just amateur night. Let them go. I'm speaking with Anna Ziegler, the playwright of A Delicate Ship, the 9th main stage world premiere by a female playwright at the Playhouse in the Park. It's on stage through April 20th. And I wanted to ask, you said you started out in poetry. Where did you get pushed into writing plays? I mean, how did you shift from one to the other? Because, as you said, poetry, kind of like a play.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a senior in college, and I took a playwriting class.
You were a senior, so you've been doing all this poetry?
I've been doing a lot of poetry, and I was already going to graduate school, going to a poetry program right after college. But I took a playwriting course with a playwright, taught by a playwright named Arthur Copit, who also taught in the graduate program at NYU in playwriting. And he was really encouraging, and he suggested I apply. So while I was away in England doing this poetry program, I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I didn't know what to do next. And sort of on a whim, I then applied to another graduate program, to my parents' great pleasure, and ended up getting in. And I went, and I don't think I realized at the time that, you know, that these choices we make in our lives really do lead us down paths. You know, they're even choices on a whim become quite serious if you spend, you know, 2 years then doing something. You're on a path that's a little difficult to get off of because you've invested time and you've start to live that life. And so I, in some ways, I think I slipped into this life a little bit randomly. On the other hand, I've stayed in it. And I think that that's, you know, telling.
I once interviewed the artist Jim Dine and was asking about creativity. And he goes, you know, I forget the exact question, but why he painted, why he, you know, mm-hmm. sculpted. And basically his answer was, I can't help but do it. is that the same for you when it comes to writing plays?
I think so. I think it's also, it's so hard to write a play. And it never feels, I think a lot of playwrights, and I'm definitely in this category, keep writing, because no one play feels like you've quite done it. Like you really want to write a better play and a better play. And it feels a little like a Sisyphean task, but I think those are the sorts of things that, you know, get us through life, that motivate us.
How do you approach having a world premiere? I you know, from a playwright's perspective, and we make a big deal about it being a world premiere, but for you, when you're seeing it on stage and seeing the actors and the director's input on it, how do you deal with that as a playwright? And, you know, how do playwrights in general deal with that?
Generally, alcohol. no, I was going to say with nerves. It is a thrilling and terrifying experience. I think it's certainly, you know, the pinnacle of everything you've been working towards. Because of that, there's a lot riding on it. I think world premieres are, you know, especially intense because it's the first time you're really seeing if something works or doesn't work. And the theater's already decided to do it. It's happening. So you're sort of figuring out along with everyone, you know, what this is. And you don't really know really until there's an audience there. You can go through rehearsals and it can be one thing, and then it's a whole other thing when people are watching. And so this week of previews that I'm here right now for previews and then opening is a kind of scramble to take in the, you know, what we learn with the audience in the room and then, you know, make changes as much as we can. And, you know, without freaking out everyone involved, you can't change too much.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, you can't make radical changes, but little changes that are sort of responding to what you sense the audience is interested in, less interested in.
Well, it's an interesting play, and I love the words in it. I love the words you've used, and can't wait to see it on stage. And thank you for being here and talking about it today.
Thank you so much.
Anna Ziegler is the playwright of A Delicate Ship, the world premiere on view at the Playhouse in the Park through April 20th. You can find out more information about Anna and her work and the play, as well as the Playhouse in the Park schedule, at our website, wvxu.org. It's Cincinnati Edition.